AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A woman who was injured in the Boston Marathon bombing says today's guilty verdict in the trial of Zohar Tsarnaev will help the survivors move on with their lives. Karen Broussard was asked if she felt she got justice in the case.
I don't know what justice is. I'm grateful to have him off the street. I'm grateful to show everyone, the world, that it's not tolerated. This is not how we behave.
The same jury will now consider whether Tsarnaev should be sentenced to death or life in prison. A jury has ended deliberations for a second day in the murder trial of former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez. He's charged in the shooting death of another man. The brother of a black man shot in the back by a white police officer in North Charleston, South Carolina, says he has a theory about why his brother was running away from the officer.
I believe he was running away because he was being tased. He didn't want to be tased anymore. That's what it looked like to me.
Michael Slager is now facing a murder charge in the shooting death of Walter Scott. A Texas sheriff says a deputy shown in a video apparently striking a pregnant woman may have used force to prevent her from taking his firearm. Home surveillance video posted online appears to show Deanna Robinson press stomach first against a counter, then the deputy raising his arm and striking her. The 38-year-old woman is heard on the tape screaming, "I'm pregnant." Robinson wants the deputy charged with assault. A southern Missouri man who fatally shot 7 people before killing himself had a blood alcohol level 3 times the legal limit and marijuana in his system. Short people have more risk for heart attacks, and now researchers may know why genes that govern height also seem to affect cholesterol. This is AP Radio News. Jordan Spieth and Jimmy Walker are 2 golfers to keep an eye on this week at the Masters.
Spieth has that next best thing aura about him. The number 4 ranked Texan came awfully close to winning in his first Masters last year, leading on the final day before settling for a runner-up finish. The talented 21-year-old comes into the tournament on a hot streak with a win and 2 second place finishes in his last 3 events. At 35, Walker broke out last year, earning his first 3 PGA Tour wins, and he's kept it going this year with 2 more, including one 2 weeks ago. A major would be a nice addition to his accomplishments. The number 10 ranked player in the world tied for 8th place last year in his first Masters. Jim Militello, Augusta.
President Obama has congratulated the Duke's men's coach and the University of Connecticut's women's coach on winning the NCAA basketball championships. Obama told both coaches he looks forward to congratulating both teams in person at the White House. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.